Hi there, this is Dawn Liana. I'm from intuitivecallings.com and please feel free to email me, Dawn Lia, DAWNLIA at yahoo.com if you have any questions. Today we're going to meet Archangel Metatron. Metatron is a magnificent being. Sometimes he appears to me as big as a mountain. He's the guardian of the guardian angels. I think of him as the protector of the protectors. And I know that as an angel person, he has a very special place in his heart for you. You're a person who's loving and open-minded because you're open to angels. And so that makes you very special to him. Yes, indeed, he loves everybody, as do all the angels. And just like you might have people that are very special and close to your heart, he really loves those of us who call him in and pay special attention. All of the angels love us beyond measure and are so happy when we call them in. They love to be of service, and it fulfills their own mission. So now find yourself a really comfortable place to sit or lie down. And take some deep, relaxing breaths. As you get comfortable, wiggle and relax your toes. We're going to progressively move through the body, allowing your body to relax. Imagine your toes connecting with the warm light of the earth, grounding you. Let that light of the earth come up through the bottoms of your feet, through the soles of your feet, and into your ankles and calves. Each thought, each breath takes you a little deeper. The light moves up your legs, from your calves through your knees, relaxing your knees, softening your thighs, hips relaxed and soft. Allow the light to move into your pelvic area, into your abdomen, and relax you deeply. Shake out your shoulders a little. Oh, and take a nice big deep breath. Let your shoulders and arms relax. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Relax your cheeks and jaw, your face and forehead. And imagine a big, beautiful sunlight over the top of your head. Your crown goes up, connects into that light. And that light surrounds your body, taking you deeper into peace and even deeper into a very loving state. Angels are very, very loving. So we want to be in a loving place in order to help us connect with them. Now, as we acknowledge your own guardian angel, this being is usually standing behind you. He or she might decide to move around a little bit. And right now, we're going to call Archangel Metatron. With your own guardian angel's permission, Metatron now enters your room. If you are someone who sees easily on the inner, you'll notice his bright light beginning to shine right in front of you. It's also okay to use your imagination and know that his light is there, to feel him coming in. Blessing you, loving you. Metatron looms above the room. In fact, he's so big, he might fill your whole home or the area where you live. So let this protective ray of this huge angel come in around you. Metatron wants to open his wings for you. So as you feel, listen, and watch, he's going to stretch just like you would stretch your arms and your own shoulders and pull your hands out tall. He stretches his wings. So feel into this enormous protective being. And invite him to come even closer. Open your inner ears and notice if he has a message for you. Feeling him heart to heart. Each of us receives some of our guidance consciously and some other than consciously. Allow in what you are able to receive at conscious and other than conscious levels, and simply relax. Because Metatron is a protector of all angels, your own guardian angel is also guided by him. If you ever feel that a loved one or even your own angel is in a special situation and needs some help, ask Metatron to come, blessing your guardian angel, and to come to strengthen the life force and the vitality of any person that you feel is in need of help. Now Metatron places a beautiful golden cauldron of light in front of you. This transformative cauldron has all the elements in it: earth, air, fire, water, and wood. This is a cauldron to help you transform anything that you want to have changed in your life. It's not recommended to put your whole life in there. That might be too much at once. So tune in now and choose an aspect of your life that is ready right now to be transformed, both gently and powerfully. So as you imagine setting an aspect of your life into the cauldron, Metatron will bless it. It will sit in the elemental, fire, and other energies and transmute and change. This actually happens very quickly, and in a moment or so, you might see that part of your life rise up out of the cauldron, filled with light, transmuted, and returning to you. Take a moment now to allow that to happen, and to also pay attention to any guidance that may come through for you from Metatron. And now Metatron would like to offer to turn around for you and let you see his back. As he turns, you notice the feeling changes in the room. You might become aware of the extreme magnificence of his wings. And as he continues to turn again, he connects with you heart to heart. Archetypally, this angel has a specific signature. Like anyone who you recognize when they walk into the room, you will now be able to recognize Metatron when he comes to visit you. He wants you to know that it's okay to call him anytime and anywhere. He's infinite, so we can all call him at once, and he's there for each and every one of us. Take a moment right now to really deeply tune in to your connection to him so that you know you can call him anytime and he will come and you will recognize his profound and protective energy. His vibration is very strong. And now you are connected to this wonderful protective being. In a moment or two, when you're ready, I'd love you to take a few deep and refreshing breaths and begin to pay attention again to the muscles and tissues of your body, wiggling your fingers and toes, beginning to move around, stretching, and take some deep, refreshing breaths. Remember now to reconnect with the light of the earth and to ground to the earth. As you wake up and return to waking consciousness, again notice the beautiful sunlight over your head shining down on you, and allow that to connect to the light of your own heart, your own soul. Deep inside. And as you ground, come back to your waking consciousness, feeling really great. So stretching now, moving around, and find time to do something normal for a little while. Take some notes in your angel journal, and then walk in your garden or have a snack or get a drink of water. Do something that gets you all the way back to earth, knowing that the angels are still here and always with you.